Blog Talk Radio.
In school back in 81, I was told that Jesus Christ was a black man, and I just didn't pay much attention to it. But now that I read it and my Father has given me understanding, I am so glad that we are black and we have suffered the consequences, and they are about to end. So I believe, I don't know about others, but I believe it. It's just a matter of timing now, because he said that we would be slaves. Turn to Genesis 1 and 15, and you can verify what I'm saying. Read it all the way through. It's going to tell us that we were our slaves. We will be brought to a different country. And that's true. I have been brought to another country. My grandparents were. And thank God that they survived, because I'm here to talk with you. Our Father will talk with you. Although he didn't say much, but he said what I can understand. He said, feed my sheep. And I wouldn't do it because I was scared of you sheep, as well as you people out there in the world. You can be so hurtful and criticize people so badly. Well, I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. That's spelled P-S-A-L-M 35. And I want to read to you a few verses from there. Let's go. Have you found it yet? Hopefully you have. Plead my cause, O Lord. Let them that strive with me fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way of against them that persecute me. Father, you know who persecutes me. I have cried and said to you many times, I don't like what's going on. And you have helped me every time. Say unto my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that defies my heart. And I'm going to read verse 5 too. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. I have read to you from the book of Psalms 35. That's a Psalm of David. Psalms 1 through 5. You keep reading it because it's so important that you know these things and you need to read the Bible for yourself. I have read it 2 times, but all these things were just slipping over my head. Just like I read Deuteronomy chapter 7 not long ago. And it says that we are his people. We are his chosen people. Do you know that slipped right over my head? And for some reason, my mind told me to go back over it. I went back over it. I said, oh, my God. I have read that. And I let it slip over my head. It was like a film that was over my head. I am so thankful that my Father has opened my mind and my ears, my heart, my understanding. And I pray that you sheep will get the same. Before I turn to our reading of today's lesson, let me say a quick prayer and then introduce myself. Father in heaven, thank you so much for taking care of me, even when people do me wrong or say wrong things. That goes for the other children too. When people say and do things wrong to them and we don't fight back, because we're going to leave the fighting up to you. I thank you for coming back for us, Father. And yes, I had a dream about that maybe a month now. I saw about maybe 15 or 20 saucers in my sleep flying around my house. And I thank you for coming back. I wonder if you put, you said hurt not the ones until they get stamped in the forehead. Hopefully I got stamped in the forehead for you, as well as your other sheep. Father, thank you for giving us good health. And when we had bad health, you made us healthy enough to get better and better day by day. Thank you. Father, thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, as well as your protection day in and day out. Thank you for keeping watch over us. I also ask that you, Father, continue to bless us here in Detroit with good weather and keep all natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters we are facing. What now maybe the reason for your coming back. These people, other nations, are getting bombs and what chemical disasters. We black folks don't have that. And some of us are afraid to call ourselves Israelite. We are the ones, those who are over in Israel are not the right one. You have not put them back. And they don't understand. And they're trying to fool us. They're still trying to fool us. I read in the Bible, I think it was 12, Revelations 12, verse 9, that they fool us all the time. I'm not saying it verbatim, but I had sense enough to pick up, and they are liars. And they lie to us all the time. I'm trying to turn to 12 and 9 right now. Yeah. I have found it in my Bible. I know I'm saying a prayer. It's supposed to be a quick prayer. But I want the sheep who are listening to me to understand what I have. I'm understanding. I want to do what you said. You said, feed my sheep, Father. And your son told me to feed his sheep. And I'm doing what he said. Verse 9 of Deuteronomy of Revelation 12 says, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And the whole one race has lied to the whole world, has even said that you were, had long stringy hair and I guess green eyes, but nonetheless, in Revelation chapter 1 and 14, it describes you with hair of wool and your feet of brass, brown. Nonetheless, thank you for all that you've done for us. And Father, keep blessing us. Please, Father, let no one kill another of our race until you come back shortly. And I believe it's shortly. I've been hearing, and I should not say what I've been hearing, but I believe it as well. Nonetheless, I'm going to say this prayer in Yeshua's name. And Father, I thank you for blessing us financially. I know that in Genesis 1 and 15, it says that you're going to bring us out, and you're going to bring us out of this country wealthy. I thank you for that. I thank you so much for that. And I thank you for coming down and coming back to me in a dream and showing me the mansion that I have. I'll be so glad to receive it. Oh, my goodness. I will be free from troubles. If it's not one thing, it's always another. Father, protect us, and thank you for taking care of us financially. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, let me tell your sheep and those who are not sheep that are listening to this program that you have allowed me to get. My niece told me about Blog Talk Radio, and she helped me to get on this program. And I need to tell her, as well as I want all those who are listening, that Blog Talk Radio is willing to give you a chance to have your own program, as I have taken up this program to feed my sheep. And I want to say as much as I can to you sheep, those who are listening. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Thank you for listening, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you all. I want you all to remember that you can find the Ten Commandments, and I should read those Ten Commandments to you one day when I get a chance. Hopefully I'll do it shortly, maybe this week or next week. I said hopefully, but I got a lot of things that Deuteronomy, I'm reading out of the book of Deuteronomy, has a lot of things to say. And we have read over the Ten Commandments, I have read verse 5, chapter 7 through 21 to your sheep. I also want you to find Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. It tells you, it makes it clear to you. Excuse me, I got it. Excuse me. I always have to belch. When I get on my program, I can go for days without belching. They just come on every time I go to read to you all. Listen, sheep, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I also want you to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. There is something else I had wanted to say. Oh, read the fourth commandment. It tells you about Sabbath day. You are to keep it holy and stop following the churches on Sunday. Your holy day is Saturday. You are to rest and keep it holy. And keeping it holy means to have Sunday church on the Sabbath day. It was Constantine, Pope Constantine, a white man, changed it to Sunday, and because they were killing people, he was killing people who were keeping the Sabbath, you started keeping it on Sunday, as he had said it. But the Sunday is for the sun god. If I can remember what I was taught in class, I probably can because that was years ago. Sheep, I want you, and those of you who are not sheep, have your three P's ready. Those are pen, paper, and pencil. I have not, I'm not smart enough to go into the technological. I can just barely do the things that I do. I want you, just in case I may say something that say a scripture or give you a Bible reference, you can jot it down. I really thank you all for listening. And to the new people that have that say that they heard me, that have recently joined me, thank you. And I'm going to keep it real with you, meaning I'm going to read what's in the Bible. And most times I will have a comment to say, but nonetheless, I'm still thinking about this guy named Rudolph. It was a white man from Germany. He says that in his video. You can find it on the internet. He says that some of us have been saying that the white people are not human, and he says that's true. They are not human. I'm still thinking about that, and I'm trying to figure out why those, well, at least they are not the chosen people, but we black folk are. And let us act like we are. You know that certain things you can't do. Stop trying to follow and do those things that the white man does. He is not chosen. We are. Understand that and read your Bible. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 16. And pick up at verse 12 where I left off last time. Hopefully I will get through chapter 16 and start reading all of 17. Hopefully, I know that I will not because I take up too much time just talking smack with you all. Nonetheless, I am in Deuteronomy chapter 16 and I left off at verse 12. Let us start. Verse 12. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondsman in Egypt, and that thou observe and do these things, these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacle 7 days after that you have ordered, you have gathered in thy corn and thy wheat and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in your festivals, you and your sons and your daughters and your manservants and your maidservants and the Levites, the stranger that and the fatherless and the widow that are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a solemn, that means a sacred fast unto the Lord my God, in which the place which the Lord shall choose. Because the Lord your God shall bless you in all your increase, in all your works of your hand. Therefore, you shall surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's one place. 3 times he said that you should get together, your young men. Number one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Number two, and the Feast of Weeks. That is like the end of gathering your food from out of the garden. It's called the Feast of Weeks. And in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. So they should bring something. They should not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Judges and officers shall you make thee in all the gates which the Lord your God giveth you throughout the tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Verse number 19, thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither shall a gift for a gift do it blind the eyes of the wise and pervert. That means to twist or to distort or favoritism. The word of the righteous. So you can't twist to judge, or you're not supposed to pervert the righteous from giving them telling them to distort or falsify the words of the righteous. You're not supposed to do that. Verse 20, that which is together, let me read that again. Verse 20, that which is altogether just shall you follow, that you mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord, and that's important, which the Lord your God given you. Not what the United Nations or the United States gives you. That's not what our Father says in heaven. He will give you the land, and he will, our 400-year is up, according to what my teacher taught me. Even though I got a C out of the class, I was listening. I didn't know that the things that I was listening to, I could use now because I didn't really pay him much attention. To me, he was just a white teacher's son. And I was thinking I should have black folks teaching me. And I should have. Black folks, we need to get our schools together. Count me in if you get started. I will give willingly as long as I can, as much as I can. Verse 21, thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees. That's like plant a vineyard or something near unto the altar of the Lord your God, which you shall make thee. So you should not plant your vineyard close to the Lord your God, which you shall make thee. You're making a vineyard unto the Lord, but you should not make it close to where he is. Verse 22, neither shall you set three of any image. Let me read that again. It says, neither shall you set there. And I said, thee. Let me say it again. Neither shall you set thee up any image which the Lord your God hateth. Now, see, if you did not understand what I have read to you all, please read it again. That's chapter 16. I just finished that. Our Father is still telling us things that we should do. Regarding the Passover, and there are three other things that we should, the males should keep all the time. The first one was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So remember, find out what those things are and do them as best as you can. Most of you who probably are like me have not. I was raised up in the Baptist church, and I left that church after being there 21 years. And the stuff that I'm reading to you was not taught to me, even though I had a great preacher, bless his soul, wherever he is, the Lord has sent him to. He tried to teach us sheep, and he did teach me. I am that one went out into the world and disobeyed. And I didn't stay out there. I was not there more than 6 months. I'm thankful that you brought me in, my Father. I'm so thankful. Now, sheep, let us get into reading chapter 17. You know that I want to read as much as the Bible to you as I can, because I don't know when my Father will call me and it will be my time to go. Just like in November of 1619, I never knew that I would get sick. I was healthy, but I was getting sick when I was on this program reading to you. It was on a Saturday. I could just barely, I was trying to read it, and I was getting sick right then. Nonetheless, I'm here now. My Father is helping me to do better, and I am doing better. Let's us read Deuteronomy chapter 17. As I had said to you, sheep, since I came back, and I came back as soon as I can. I came back last year, I think sometime in February. I had my sickness in November, but I came back as soon as I could. And people were saying, are you going back? And shaking their heads at me. I'm working for the my Father in heaven. I'm going back if I can, if he lets me, and he has allowed me. Now, let me stop testifying and read to chapter 17 of Deuteronomy. You shall not sacrifice unto the Lord your God any bull or sheep with their wherein is blemish, or any evil flavorness. And I looked it up. That was like without defect. That is an abomination unto the Lord. So you're not to sacrifice any animal that has a blemish or defect unto our Father in heaven. Verse 2. If there be found among you within your gates, which the Lord your God giveth you, man or woman that has a wrought I looked the word wrought up too, and I have forgotten what it means. It was like, if I can remember, oh Father, whatever. I need to remember. Let me start verse 2 again. If there be found among you within any of your gates which the Lord your God giveth you, man or a woman that has wrought and that was shaped or worked wickedness in the sight of the Lord your God in trespassing. Trespassing is breaking the law, his covenant. And let me read it again so that you'll understand. I'll just read the last half of the sentence. If you have witnessed or if you have seen or have wrought, that means if you have seen wickedness in the sight of the Lord your God and trespassing, that means breaking the law, his covenant, trespassing his covenant or breaking his covenant. And his covenant right now are the Ten Commandments. Verse 3, and has gone and served other gods. That's the first law of the Ten Commandments. You shall love our Father in heaven or only. You're not supposed to worship other gods. But let me read verse 3 again. And have gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or the moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded. And it will be told you that you heard of it and inquired diligently. That means you have worked hard at finding out. And behold, it is true. You worked hard to find out that it was true. And that the thing certain, such abomination is wrought in Israel. Then thou shalt bring forth the man or that woman which has committed that wicked thing unto your gate, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stone till they die. After the month of two, out of the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of the one, he shall not be put to death. Now, Let me read that over again. It's saying that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, says, but not out of the mouth of one. So let me read verse 6 again. Hopefully I will read it where you can understand it. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hand of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death. So, out of the mouth of one of the witnesses that told everyone else and that brought these charges should throw the first stone. Let me read verse 7 again. Hopefully I'll read it correctly so that you sheep can understand it correctly. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to be put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put the evil away from among you. Verse 8, if there arise a matter too hard for you in judgment between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being a matter, bringing the matter of controversy within your gates, then shall you arise and get you upon the place which the Lord your God shall choose, and you shall come out of. Let me read verse 9 again. And you shall come upon the priests and Levites and unto the judges that shall be in those days and inquire, and you shall show you, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment, and you shall do according to the sentence which they of the place which the Lord shall choose shall show you, and you shall observe to do according to all that they inform you, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach you, and according to all the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not decline from the sentence which they shall show you to the right hand or to the left hand. And the man that will do presumptuously is that to the man that does rude to you or push you or pushy to you and will not listen unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord your God, or judge it, or unto the judges, even that man shall die. Now let me read verse 12 again to you. See, those who are listening to me, hopefully I can read it right. Let me read verse 12 again. And the man that will do presumptuously, that is to be pushy or rude, and will not hearken unto you, that means listen. Hearken means listen unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord your God or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and you shall put away the evil thing from Israel. So we got judges like here in Detroit that took all of our assets away from Detroit. They should not live. They should be found and killed. Even if they get a presidency job at another university, after they have been gone out of office, we need to do what is right to them. They pushed this on us, taking away our assets. And I'm really upset that they took away Detroit Zoo. They took it away from us. We built that, not them. Verse 14, when thou art come unto the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as the other nations that are about me. Thus shall in any wise set him king over thee. Let me read verse 15. You shall in any wise set him king over you, whom the Lord thy God shall choose, one from among thy brethren shall set kings over you. You mayest not set a stranger over you. You hear that, Mr. Mayor? We should not set a stranger over us. And you are a stranger. In fact, let me read on. Which is not your brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall. So let me read verse 16 again. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he multiply himself. Here we go. Okay, sheep, I am stopping at verse 18 of chapter 17. I just marked it in my book. Let us have a closing word. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us day in and day out from the evil one. And always allow us to come to you to say a prayer to you. Father, keep us from Satan. Keep us safe from Satan, or the devil and his henchmen. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Remember, in James chapter 12, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday at 5 p.m. Remember, God loves you. And I love you too. Oh, Mr. Ricky's supposed to be coming to town. I will not go see him. I used to try to go when I was younger, but I won't go now that I'm older.
your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Go to Google Play
that heaven might find
and purchase that song
a place in their heart.
How does that cut my? Oh no.